This is victory.
It's the Book of the Week.
Good morning, everybody. It's Thursday. It's Book Club Day. Welcome to Portsmouth Authors Collective Book Club. Guess who's back with me this morning? It's Laurie Westron. She can be talking to Richard Williams and Caroline Brennan about poetry and poetry on the big screen in the Guildhall Square, I believe. So we'll go straight into it, I think, as we've got lots of poetry this morning. Good morning, Laurie.
Good morning, Matt. And yeah, we're back in the studio today. I've had a nice break, and yes, this morning we've got Caroline Brennan and Richard Williams. I'll just tell you a little bit about them. Caroline Brennan is a journalist, poet, performer, and creative director. She supports authors, poets, and screenplay writers to promote and publish their work in the national press, television, radio, podcasts, and through a variety of global multimedia platforms. Boy. She is the presenter for Island City Voices, a documentary series created for the people of Portsmouth. And Richard Williams has had around 150 poems appear in print and online publications. A first collection was published by Dempsey and Windle in 2018. For the last two seasons, he has been one of two volunteers contributing to selecting poems for Pompey's Matchday program. Activities locally include hosting various events, including a Poems of Exile screening on the Guildhall big screen. So, welcome to the studio. I mean, you're both, you know, that's very impressive stuff. And and Caroline, I'm going to have a word with you after about promoting.
Oh, absolutely. I'll be happy to talk to you.
So I thought that it would be good just to, you know, find out what you're doing, talk about poetry, and maybe get a few tips about what people might be thinking about as they enter our poetry competition that's coming up next month. So, Caroline, you also, as well as everything else that that I've just shared with people, you also run the Pompey Poetry Party here in Portsmouth. Tell us a little bit about that.
Ah, yes. Well, Pompey Poetry Party is basically a group for anyone who loves poetry. It offers poets a chance to perform, share their poetry in a welcoming and friendly space. And it can be anyone from a complete nervous novice to a seasoned professional. And we support creators at any stage of their journey. And I like to feel that we're a really caring environment. I don't know if you feel that, Richard, but we try to be friendly. We want to nurture our poets so that they can try out new things in this kind of safe space. We offer open mic nights, poetry slams, showcases, fantastic competitions, and we regularly partner with cultural organisations across the city. We've been involved in some great initiatives. We've recently got some of our poets at the Cheltenham Poetry Festival, which, as you know, is prestigious in terms of poetry and a really good springboard to bigger things in their career. We're going to have poets at Victorious, the Portsmouth Fringe. We've also got Escape to the Farm Festival coming up. And we also lead a fantastic project and programme at the Base Guildhall. So that's basically working with young people from the ages of 11 to 25. And it's offering them a chance to participate in poetry and spoken word, which, as you know, young people often don't get that chance to kind of perform and have that outlet, obviously at school, but it's a very different environment.
And I think it's a great way to build confidence in young people, isn't it?
Oh, 100%.
Get them up on a stage and let them see themselves doing something really awesome.
Oh, definitely. Write it out. And it builds that community as well. It's bringing together, you know, young people of a like mind, sharing a pursuit that they're very, very passionate about. So the Base is incredible, and I'm a big champion for that one.
Yeah, fabulous. And so Richard, you do a lot of community things as well. What are some of the projects that you're involved with?
So one of the main things I'm involved with at the moment is the Portsmouth Football Club programme, mm-hmm. Matchday programme. So when they had the 125th anniversary, I approached them to be offer a writing residence facility. And the idea behind that is effectively to give poetry to people, or show poetry to people who wouldn't otherwise normally see it. and engage with it.
Fabulous.
And so we have poems in the programme with commentary about the match, but also we have other people submitted their poems, so it's not just my poem and Chris, the other poets. And the program sells about 2,500 to 3,000 copies, which is far more than most poetry magazines do.
Absolutely.
And wow, it gives people a chance to get their poems in print. And we've had poems from somebody who was aged about 9 to somebody who was 94. In some cases, people, that's their first ever published poem. And we've also had Simon Armitage, poet laureate, had a poem in there as well. And so it's that kind of mix. And we also run events, open mic events. And the idea behind it, as I say, is to try and demystify it so that people could feel that poetry can be for them. And it was lovely when we ran a couple of open mic events and we had people reading for the first time. They'd been writing, they didn't catch a secret, and they stood up and read their Pompey poems, and it was fantastic.
Wonderful. I think both of those projects are just amazing, because I'm as a former teacher, I'm all about building confidence and getting people's voices heard. So yeah. Fabulous. So I think we probably need to break for a piece of music.
Okay, well, how about we go with Caroline's choice for music first of all then, which is from Aerosmith, and it's Dream On.
Welcome back. So I have Caroline Brennan and Richard Williams here in the studio. And both of you are really involved in local projects, getting people involved in poetry and reading poetry. And I know that sometimes poetry does have a very elitist feel about it. And so how can you go about kind of breaking down that perception of elitism?
I think there's different reasons, different ways. I mean, one of the things we try and do with the Pompey programme is to put it in front of people who didn't otherwise see it. The whole idea behind what we're doing here, and obviously with Pompey Poetry Party, is bringing it to people who would otherwise not engage with it at all. Poetry can be seen to be elitist, and it's not necessarily the case. And there are different types of poetry. There's performance poetry, there's the serious magazines, and there's more general poetry, and it all has its merit, all has its value. But I think there is this perception out there that poetry isn't for people.
I think we probably all remember being in school and being made to read poems that were probably far beyond us, you know, classic poems that we maybe didn't have the experience yet to fully understand. Yeah. And I think maybe that puts people off as well.
It does, when you force fed it. And I think also people, you know, what is poetry is another question. I mean rap is poetry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A lot of it. And there are different ways to engage with people in terms of poetry.
I agree, and I think we really do need to start embracing a lot of the new forms of poetry which are emerging. Poetry is evolving all the time. It's very exciting. And more young people are actually fastening onto this and wanting to participate, wanting to write and wanting to perform. One of the big problems is still there is this kind of the feel from the critics that pop poetry, so you've got your Insta poetry, some which are on platforms such as YouTube, I could talk about this for days, the VR platforms, that they don't feel that it is real and relevant. But we've got to move beyond this, because otherwise we are going to be alienating a whole generation of creatives. So we need to keep up with the time, so to speak, with that. It's not all just about our, you know, our Lord Byrons and our Shakespeares. It's about some of our amazing modern poets like Solomon Mobee, Kay Tempest, Kate Ireland, just to name a few. We need to focus on these people who are actually reaching the younger generation today.
And the irony behind that as well is the fact that actually a lot of classic poetry can be interpreted and can work really well for younger audiences, but they need to understand it and learn it from a perspective, from their perspective. You read a poem like Ozymandias, you know, it is very relevant today, yet people have this barrier towards it because it's old poetry.
Mm. Right, right. And the language, I guess, is sometimes a bit unfamiliar to people, and you have to kind of get into that.
Yes.
That way of reading a poem.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other thing I think with poetry in terms of events, a lot of poetry events, you know, I go to all sorts and they're great, but they tend to focus on one type of audience, so it'll all be young people, or it'll all be people who are ancient like me. And when you get events like Pompey Poetry Party, where you have a real mixture, that's what I find incredibly invigorating, because you get that different voices and people learning from different voices. I can learn ideas from somebody who's reading their first poem age 16.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, and I think with all forms of creativity, it's about self-expression, isn't it? And it's about allowing people to have a voice. And I think very often, especially with a lot of young people, they don't have a voice, you know. So yeah. I think having, you know, a platform like this is really important. People who are going through difficult times as well, I think sometimes we're able to say things through this kind of creative medium that maybe we wouldn't be able to say in a conversation with somebody else. So,
absolutely
fabulous. Mm. So how does poetry support mental health? What are your thoughts about that?
Oh, it's so important. I think above all, it gives us a sense of ownership. It offers you a voice. And this is so empowering, especially in terms of, you know, if you're trying to make sense of complex emotions and release symptoms of anxiety, you can articulate those thoughts and feelings. A lot of them may be unknowingly repressed as well. I think, you know, once it starts spilling out onto the page or through the spoken word, you can really tap into that. You can untangle harmful narratives, which, you know, may be internalized. Poetry is such a wonderful vehicle for doing that. It's very interesting because the UN Poems of Healing program said that poetry lends language to the topic of mental health and gives us a gateway to heal from suffering. It gives us a chance to say what otherwise may remain unsaid, and poetry is such a powerful way of doing this.
Wonderful. That's fabulous. Let's take another break and we'll come back in a couple of minutes after some music.
Okay, well, Richard's down then, and Richard's chosen one, lovely poetic lyrics in this one by Crowded House, and it's called Don't Dream It's Over.
And welcome back. We're still here with Caroline Brennan and Richard Williams, two local Portsmouth poets. Now, Richard, I know that you did a project a few years ago involving the big screen in Guildhall Square.
Yes, I did. That's when the screens were still being run by the BBC, so it also appeared on the BBC big screen in Dover. And it was a basically a programme of poems by people who had exiled to the UK, mainly well-known poets, and their poetry films that they'd made as from a request from me. And they just followed one after the other on a loop on the BBC big screen for a couple of days. And that's what I was involved with.
Yeah, that's a wonderful way to get poetry out in the public.
Yeah.
Get people noticing it.
Yeah.
And Caroline, I know you're doing something with the big screen as well at the moment, are you?
Yes, we're really, really excited about this one. So Pompey Poetry Party is taking submissions for big screen poetry, which is coming to the Guildhall just in time for National Poetry Day on October the 2nd. And this is part of In Our Words, which, as you probably know, is an initiative which is being run by Portsmouth Creates, which is a year-long festival of literacy, and storytelling, and it's designed to engage people of all ages, especially people who may not normally have the chance to engage in poetry and literature and things like that. So it's absolutely incredible. So we're inviting poets to submit a video of themselves performing an original poem they've written themselves, and that needs to be between 2 to 3 minutes long. And Richard is going to be our amazing judge for the entries. I'm very excited about that. You are one of my favourite poets, so lovely to have you on board. And so if the people entering are lucky and Richard likes them and he likes their poetry, they will have their film shown on the big screen for National Poetry Day. Our deadline is the 27th of June, but if you check out our website, I hope you don't mind me plugging it in.
No, of course not.
www.pompeypoetrypartycom. All the details are there, so you can submit your work. It's little tips for filming, landscape, you know, making sure the sound's right. But yeah, we want you to be involved. We want to share your poetry.
Wonderful, wonderful. And you know, I think that's maybe a good time to talk a little bit about Victory's poetry competition.
Oh, yes,
so
exciting.
Yeah, as you know, it's just being launched now, and all throughout May we are going to be accepting entries of short stories and poetry. And I wonder if you can maybe tell us a little bit about what you look for when you're judging poetry.
Wow. Yes. Firstly, I'm absolutely thrilled to be a part of this, and I'm so excited to see some of the entries. It's always very difficult when you're judging a competition, I think, because a lot of it, as a judge, you will have your own personal preferences for style, but I'm looking for creativity. I will be looking at technique. I'd love to see a villanelle or two, or a haiku or something like that, something a little bit different. But you need to look at creativity, themes and imagery in the poem. You can, I think when you are looking at poetry, you see so much of what the poet's actually poured into it themselves, their identity, their intent. So it's going to be really interesting to explore that. But what makes for a good poem? There's so many different styles and forms. I think just be creative, go for it, find your voice, and I can't wait to see what you put.
Wonderful, wonderful. And Richard, do you have any tips for people who might be entering this competition next month?
I think the first tip I would have is enter, because there are lots of competitions that I've wanted to enter and never done it, because either I've not felt my poems were good enough, or I've not got around to it. So
I think that's
deadline.
Really good advice. Yeah, I'm the same way with story competitions. Yes, I see them coming up, you know, the big competitions, and I think, no, I'll let that one pass by.
Someone's got to win it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And as far as this one are concerned, I think about, if you look at a poetry competition about Portsmouth, there are certain themes that are going to come up a lot. I don't know how many poems there'll be about Nelson, probably quite a few. But think maybe more local, think maybe more personal, think maybe something slightly different, because that's more likely to stand out in terms of the judge's eyes. You know, I've edited poetry magazines, and you get six poems on the same subject. You're only going to pick one at best. So think about that. But also read. Read a lot of poetry as well before you actually...
Yeah.
That's the other advice I would give is read local poetry, read other poetry, and what sings to you.
Wonderful. I think, you know, that's all really good advice. And yeah, I think, you know, making it personal, I think that's where the heart of things is. When there's a personal connection for you, it will also touch somebody else in a personal way that we might not realize. So fabulous.
Well, thank you very much, Richard and Caroline, for coming in and chatting to us on the Portsmouth Authors Collective Book Club.
Well, I think that's probably about it for today.
Yeah, and just to remind you, the Victory Short Stories and Poetry Competition, which you can get details of if you visit victoryonline.co.uk. You'll see a nice banner there to click on that's got all the terms and conditions and various things that you need to know. And the window for entries runs from the 1st of May till the 31st of May. So get writing and don't submit your entries before the 1st of May, but make sure you get those into us during the submission window. And I'm going to look forward to reading lots of them and listening to them on air. And good luck, everybody that decides to enter. That's all we've got time for on the Book Club this week. Thank you very much for listening. Until next week, keep learning.